Okay, so this is Fragmentum episode 6. I'm not even sure if I should say the episode numbers at the beginning of these now, because I forget which one it is. Anyway, maybe that's something for people to let me know about. So I'm just doing a really quick recap. I've got lots of things I want to microcast about, but this one's just going to be about MozFest. So a few weeks ago, I was able to attend actually just the Saturday of MozFest in the end. It was a fantastic event, as always. I've only ever been twice now. I'd forgotten how interactive the event is. I think that's one thing that I really like about it, is the fact that every session they're engaging with the people that are there to bring different opinions and things. It was really good. Obviously, MozFest kicks off with a big sort of open talk, which tends to revolve around just getting everyone hyped up, I suppose, to do it. So that was quite fun. Again, it feels like a bit like a sort of evangelical church to begin with. So anyway, let's kind of move on to some of the sessions that I managed to attend. So I went to these sessions mainly thinking about my PhD research and how a network tool might be created. So one of the first sessions I went to was Decentralization and Dignity Against Digital Colonialism. This was a really great discussion, actually. So there was lots of people. So we ended up in Ravensbourne campus, near the O2 sort of music and other venue. Really nice campus, really interesting building. In this room, we ended up all sort of sitting around on the floor. There were some really interesting people in the first talk talking about issues around changes that various digital platforms like Facebook make, and how some of those experiments have had massive impacts on places like Guatemala. There was a lot of discussion around the kickback against Free Basics from Facebook and some of those interesting things. And there was a lot of discussion about how, you know, that when often companies are offering up free internet, that people are actually very interested in those things, and that there's a lot of work to be done to kind of understand what it means versus some internet and no internet, or all the internet. So it was really good. There were some bits around sort of Silicon Valley mentality affecting the ways that these products are created and rolled out, and things like not being of appropriate length for different languages. So lots of assumptions being ported around the world, which is really, really interesting. There was a couple of speakers just talking about like particular things happening in different countries and how they are being affected. And it was a really eye-opening sort of conversation around, like I said, Guatemala and Nigeria was another one. This movement of like these WTF bundles, which is bundles that just with your mobile that give you unlimited data, but only for WhatsApp, Twitter and Facebook. A lot of discussion about how a number of politicians were kind of drinking up the Silicon Valley mentality, and that was obviously then ensuring that more and more people were being, you know, given tools that are just about helping you to consume rather than being able to, you know, create and do things, which is really interesting. There was a bit of discussion about, you know, well, we should just make stuff, which obviously kind of plays into, like, I was thinking about microblog and things like that, but obviously there was some other conversations about how, you know, it can't just be that, and we need to get on board like NGOs and political elements to sort of work. Again, some real broad discussion. I mean, this was just one session. It was only an hour. Just looking about, you know, all kinds of different projects. Really interesting. I got a load of pretty fun notes on that. Really enjoyable. Who was leading it? Andreas Guadasmus. I probably pronounced that wrong. And Renita Avila and Kristen Robinson were the main people talking. I'll put those links in the names in the show notes. One of the areas they discussed very briefly but seemed pretty important was the fact that the World Trade Organization were looking to enshrine in various pieces of law stuff related to digital rights, and it sounded that there needed to be a lot of conversations happening to ensure that these were considered in the right way, and that it was less lent on the Silicon Valley model and more towards, you know, an open and more ethically and diverse understanding of what digital tools and rights would mean going forward. So there was some interesting stuff there that I think is going to pan out over the future. Lots of really interesting stuff. So I was really pleased to sort of kick off the day with that. It was pretty in-depth for a Saturday morning, I have to admit. Oh, I next went to Demystifying Ethereum to Build Your Own Decentralized App Using Blockchain, a thing called DApp. This was quite an interesting, in-depth look at actually what decentralization means. And a lot of that information I already knew. But what was super interesting about that was that there was a website for dApps called stateofthedapps.com. Like a collection of decentralized apps that were doing some interesting things, particularly art sort of projects and whatever. So there's a couple of websites that I thought super interesting and some approaches to sort of building a decentralized app. I had hoped it would be a lot more hands-on than it was, which was a little bit disappointing. Then I went to Code for Life, which was a UK-based thing actually run by Ocado, which is a UK-based delivery service, I think connected to Waitrose still, where they were talking about how they have built a free, as part of their community sort of angle of the company, they have built free online connected to the UK curriculum around teaching coding and whatever for initially primary school and clubs, and they were looking to expand it into the secondary school sector. They're really interesting, really exciting. I got a t-shirt, which was good, so that was cool. Then I went and had lunch was great, really nice lunch. Okay, so then I went to user-centered consent, which I don't think I've got any notes for that one, but that was run by a company that were pretty interesting called If. And they were just looking at how you make and create systems where there's needs to be consent given, but across like maybe multiple groups or to like young children. And so that was actually a pretty intensive workshop activity, looking at how consent systems might be built in to systems, which was cool. That was pretty full on. And then I had to jump straight from that into designing network-centered resources. So this was by a guy, goes by Twitter, at FabRiders, Dirk Slater. Really interesting, sort of looking at how they might design network-centric resources. So obviously I went there to see how that people have been thinking about how you build a network and those kind of things. So that was a really interesting discussion. I think I've got a lot to follow up in that instance. And then I finished the day, a really, really cool session. So this session was Meet Me Halfway, Team Relations and Open Source. Team relations and communications in open source spaces. This is a really good way of looking at how do you create an open source project and work collaboratively and communicate building open source stuff. And Victoria Odell was a designer there. She's from Texas. Really interesting just talking about some of the projects that have been undertaken. And that was basically a user experience workshop. We did some affinity diagramming, come up with the issues we'd seen. But everyone there had been working on different open source projects, and it was really exciting and interesting. I think there's lots to follow up. I guess the main thing is just to say, look, if you get a chance to go to MozFest, you should definitely do it. It was such a great experience again. It's really interactive. Everyone is open. Everyone's on the same sort of playing field. You can just have a great chat with people about these different sessions. I'm going to link all this stuff up in the show notes because there's loads to follow up. And that is it for this episode.